Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning. Oh, what a gorgeous day. I saw the sunrise, pink and lavender. Oh,
there are some beautiful things about driving early in the morning.
Yes.
There's no traffic.
Oh, so nice.
The roads are open wide.
Yes, I love it.
And you were speeding at what?
I was not speeding. My son-in-law is a state patrol.
Well, so, all the more reason you can get away with it, no?
Apparently, you can, you know, they won't tag you until you're over 10%. They will allow you 10% over.
Oh, 10%.
Really?
Let me write that down.
Yes. I know. So that's why I'm doing the math in the car going, okay, yeah, I'll set my cruise at 66.
Okay. So next time somebody stopped, they'll say, well, I heard on the radio.
Yes.
That, and I'm only at 10.0005.
That's right. Yes. Just, wow. So you didn't hear it here on Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette. Good morning. And you hear some voices in the background. We have a full studio of amazing doctors here. Dr. Samira, you Matt, good morning. For the eyes, Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. I feel like I've seen you, you know, a couple of times.
We're practically family.
I think so. And I'll be coming in again on Tuesday. Okay. So I'm glad you're here. If you have questions about your eye health, cataracts, RLE, or something brand new, which I'm sure there's something always new.
Of course.
We'll talk about that with Dr. Gilbert and Dr. Ken Pentland back with us this week.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to talk about gut health and what you can do. We had a lot of questions about that last week. So here we go. Eyes, aging, gut health, what to do to be healthier as we're all aging. We're just a week older than we were last week. So, that's, you know, it does happen.
Doesn't show.
It doesn't stop.
Thank you.
It doesn't show.
Thank you. Yes. Oh.
That's the important part. It should not show.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. 1-800-465-8770 is the number to get through with your questions for our doctors. 1-800-465-8770. If you didn't get through last week, now is the time to call. Nice and early. We'll get you in the queue and start talking with you as soon as possible. So, Dr. Umat, let's start with you. Dr. Mixon, still on spring break.
I know. When was the last time he took two Saturdays off in a row?
I know.
Can you remember that?
I can't. Right. And see, normally he'll fly out after the show. This time he had to leave early in the morning during the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. One of our colleagues, Dr. Cho, so listeners who go to the Linwood Clinic, they'll know Dr. Cho helped Dr. Mixon start the Linwood practice.
Okay.
And she's been with our clinic longer than I've been here. And she tried to go into retirement, but didn't last very long and then came back. So we're very fortunate that we have her back. And I was talking to her the other day, and she was reminding me that there was a time Dr. Mixon took a sabbatical about a decade or so ago after Ivory was born.
Okay.
And at that time, Pete Talbot and I used to run the show.
Oh!
And it was like, oh my God, you're now going back. You're dating us now.
Whoa!
I had forgotten that, and I don't think there are any more people around that remember that time. time.
Wow, but that would have been 11, almost 12 years ago.
Yes, it was. It was right after I came, and I remember Pete and Jerry saying to me, you're good, you'll be fine, it'll be okay.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, sure. Throw me in the deep end, and either I'll sink or I'll swim.
There you go. That works. Yeah. Oh, and Dr. Gilbert is here with the eyes. What is making news headlines for the eyes these days?
As I awakened this morning, I have a very bad habit. I shouldn't confess my bad habits.
Uh-oh.
When I wake up, I turn off my alarm and look at the headlines.
Oh, no. Why?
You're not supposed to read in bed.
That's
and it's bad
right.
for sleep and all of that. And so, you know, I'll lose a few years of my life because I read my cell phone.
Uh-oh.
But this morning, I was reading my cell phone, and there was a very interesting headline in the ophthalmic news about how reading affects pressure. It turns out pressure in the human eye. So it turns out when you read, pressure goes up in the human eye. Normal pressure goes up just a tiny bit, not very much, not clinically significant. It goes up more when you're reading your cell phone.
I was going to ask you that.
But then, if you have glaucoma, it not only goes up more than normal people, but it goes up significantly more if you read your cell phone.
Whoa.
So if you've got pressure problems, because glaucoma is pressure-related damage to the vision that can't be recovered. Those are, you know, this is, you know, very early. It has to be repeated. But very interesting. Pressure goes up a significant amount.
Let me ask you a question about that. Is there a difference between when you're reading or just watching a movie?
There is a difference.
Okay.
But I don't know about pressure.
I don't know about pressure.
But there's a significant difference.
Okay.
For instance, so how, in what way? Well, when you're watching a movie, you're fixed on one spot.
Okay.
But when you're reading, there are what's called saccades. Your eye is going back and forth from the left end to the right, back and forth, back and forth. Why might that be significant? Well, the gel in the back of the eye is partially attached, but not fully attached throughout life. So it's in there every time you go from the right-hand side of the page to the left-hand side of the page, which is hundreds of times, right, when you're reading.
Yes.
Your eye, the gel inside the eye is torquing just a little bit inside. And that ultimately is the mechanism where floaters are created.
Floaters.
Oh, our friends.
Oh. So if you don't want floaters, watch movies, don't read.
Okay.
Oh, wait, let me take that back.
Okay.
That's
you know
bad
what?
Advice.
There was a joke around social media around Christmas time and said, this year Santa's gift is going to be a dictionary because none of the kids know how to spell anything.
How to spell. That's so true.
We're not reading enough as it is.
No, we should be reading.
We should be instilling more of that. We've gone away from those. But it wasn't on phones. It used to be in the books. Now they're not reading anywhere.
Oh,
not
boy.
Not reading at all.
Yeah. Wow. Just, you know, I wonder if we list all the cons of cell phones. I think there are a lot of them, especially for health reasons, mental, physical. And then the pros are like, okay, well, at least we can get a hold of people quickly and we can get news updates quickly and we have pictures with us.
And GPS.
GPS is good. Okay, so there are four things in that column.
And we've forgotten everything that we used to remember.
Yes.
Remember how we used to know phone numbers like this? We don't do that anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
We don't remember, but
I just know their faces. Yeah, Dr. Gilbert, you know, Dr. Pentland, you know, push the faces.
Someone, and you know, I was thinking that someone brought that up just within the week, and I started going through phone numbers that I memorized.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing about it to me was I remember phone numbers from my youth.
Yes.
Yeah. But phone numbers from the last 5 years, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. So when your grandson or your grandchild gets a phone, you may not remember their phone number.
Yeah.
I can remember my mother, the phone number for where my mother owned a beauty salon.
Yeah.
I remember my home number.
Yeah.
But then I said, well, let's see. can I remember my daughter's phone number? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No, she's just a button on my phone.
Yes.
Right?
It is. Once you put it in, you never have to remember that number ever again.
That's right.
Because when she's calling you, it comes up as your daughter.
Yes.
And so you pick it up.
Right. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. So, very good. Dr. Gilbert with the eyes. Torquing eye gel. I love it. Just one of the things that we can talk about.
Did I say that?
Well, I just made it in my notes.
Very good.
So that I'll know.
Very
yes.
good.
Okay. All right. And Dr. Ken Pentland from Longevity here with us, too. Last week, we talked a lot about gut health.
There were a lot of questions.
There were. And you have something you wanted to focus on this week. Why don't you give us just a little taste of that?
There's so much to talk about this
week. I know.
We're talking about heart health, gut health. And one of the things we're having new in the LMC clinic is IV NAD.
Okay, IV therapy. And that is what has been, it used to be for celebrities and sports people only. And now we can get it too.
You're right. You see that, you know, the football players get their IVs.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take them off screen and sometimes they just do it right
They're doing
there.
You're going, what are they doing? But that's IV therapy. And we now do that at Longevity, right,
that's
Dr. Pentland?
We're starting that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have been doing IV therapies with the Myers cocktail for a very long time. And we've actually been quite successful. It's really nice to be able to offer this. And I tell patients it's when, you know, you have a viral illness, you're not quite your best self, or you have an issue with absorption of nutrients that you cannot take orally, or you are taking orally, but you're not getting to the levels you need to. So there are many reasons why you can get an IV therapy to kind of help you feel better faster. One of the main things is, and as summer is coming around the corner, if you're traveling and, you know, you're going to be in a crowd or in airports or busy places and you haven't been doing that all the time, you might want to think about boosting your immune system before you start your journey. So very, very good reasons to come in and say, okay, let's just boost it up and get a little bit of an Ivy Myers cocktail. Dr. Pentland here and the team at the Kirkland Clinic can give you that therapy. It's very easy. It's really quick. All you do is call our number and they'll set you up. But then as we've been successful with the IV therapies, the thing is always, okay, what next, right? And so we've been talking about offering NAD or IV glutathione treatments, and we're ready now to start putting that out, you know, as more of the services. We're doing B12 injections already, but we'll expand the scope of the treatments for non-patients, because typically all of these therapies start with our longevity patients, but now we are giving this to Myers cocktail is available for non-patients as well, as is anything else that is coming down the pipeline. So anybody who's listening in, who's interested in getting an IV therapy, can call the clinic. We can give you the details and what is involved. You would meet Dr. Pentland for a quick consultation.
Yeah.
And he'll go over a few questions and make sure that it is safe to start, and then he can go ahead and get started with the therapy right away.
All right. Well, we have just a few minutes before our first break. Dr. Pentland, can you give us a little bit of information about, you know, IV therapy? I mean, they're all letters to me. I don't know all the difference.
Yeah, like Dr. Umat said, IV nutrition is a good way to get nutrition directly to the bloodstream. It doesn't have to go through the GI first.
Okay.
So it's a more direct method, cellular nutrition directly into the bloodstream.
Which means you're going to feel it
faster.
Okay.
Yeah. More direct effect. NAD is widely applicable for cellular nutrition. It's the currency for energy in the cell.
So this is what's becoming very popular right now.
Cardiometabolic health is widely affected by NAD.
NAD. Yeah. And what is NAD?
It stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Okay, let's call it NAD.
You've been practicing that all morning.
Yes.
Nice job.
And you know I love those big words. I'll be wanting to spell that later.
It's a variation of vitamin B3.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is so important for us.
Right. But it's not really available as an oral supplement in that form, but it is available in other forms as an oral supplement, but it's not directly available to the cells.
Okay. And this is why IV therapy.
Yeah. IV therapy is much more direct. Yeah.
How long does it take when you come in, you make an appointment? How long are you here?
Right.
Getting
so
that taken care
that's
of?
A great question, because with a Myers cocktail, it can be very fast. The drip rate is, it can go pretty quickly. With NAD, the side effects can be a little bit more visible. Okay. So we allow longer time. The drip rate is important. So we let that go a little longer to avoid any side effects.
Okay. And you can tell right away? Usually, if it's something like, what types of side effects would we be watching for?
We'll go into this a little bit more, but, if you take niacin, you can get some warmth or flushing.
Oh, okay.
But, with IV, it's not as prominent, but it can happen. You can get a little warmth or flushing. If the drip rate is too fast, you might get a little nausea or headache, but that's not very common. And so we allow a full hour or longer, depending on the dose that you get, to, keep those down.
Very good. Okay, we're going to talk more about IV therapies. We're going to talk about your eyes and heart health. We have something special coming up for you, our radio listeners, coming to all three clinics, and we'll tell you about that in just a bit. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your calls, Bobby and John, to start off the show. Stay right there.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
All together. Hola. Bum, bum, bum. We all know that part. Good morning, Leading Edge Medicine here. I'm Lynette, and I am here with Dr. Umad, who is very fascinated by my manicure.
Well, anybody would be. I just realized that these are Mickey Mouse ears with sparkles on them. Some of them are black. And
polka
some
dots.
Of that, and the Minnie Mouse is in pink with some things coming out of it.
Yeah, those are little balloons.
Oh, those are
the Mickey Mouse. Headed to Florida, and of course we'll do.
Ready for Disney.
Yeah, ready for some Disney and some manatees. And my husband's all excited about a space launch going on it. So we kind of fit it all in. But I didn't want to put rockets on my nails. I don't know. It's kind of girly, so I need to do pink. I mean, that's not I am. So, getting ready to do that after the show next week. So
Yay.
Very excited. Awesome. All right. We've got some callers on the line. Let me give you that number real quick. 800-465-8770. Dr. Umat here, Dr. Ken Pentland in the studio, and Dr. Michael Gilbert. Right now, let's go to Redmond. Bobby is on the line. Hi there, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good. How can we help?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I called your show. I've been a clinic patient since the early 90s, and I indicated to Dr. Mixon that I was my urologist was going to have me take a prostate biopsy to see if I had prostate cancer, and Dr. Mixon suggested that I do a 4K test for that. I took the 4K test.
That's right.
Because I'm trying to opt out of that biopsy. And I wanted to know, what is a viable score for, and I'm an African-American male, 76 years old. And like I say, I've been a clinic patient for a long time. What kind of score am I, Gleason score, am I looking at to avoid that prostate biopsy? And is there something else that I could do as an alternative to that biopsy?
Wait, hang on a second. So the Gleason score you only get if you do a biopsy, okay? So that's a pathology result. That's that you get after you've done a prostate biopsy. And that then guides future management of the cancer. If it's less than 7, then it's benign. You can afford to wait. You don't have to do anything. If it is higher than 6 and goes into the 7 or higher range, then depending upon where the lesion is, then you have to decide what you can do about it, whether you want to do surgery or seeds or radiation or what other options you have. And there are lots of options right now.
That's right. And Dr. Mixon was hoping you would do the 4K test first.
Right.
Before doing the invasive biopsy. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
So the 4K is actually just a blood test. So it's not a biopsy.
Right. And I've taken that.
Oh, okay.
You have. Okay.
And do you know your results
yet? I have taken that last week, yes. Not yet. I haven't gotten them yet because my biopsy is scheduled actually for the 24th, and I'm trying to avoid that. So I'm waiting on the results now so I can say, hey, here's the score. You know, if it's below 7, we'll say, let's try something else.
Okay. And so why don't you maybe call us when you have the test result, and then we can review it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the 4K score looks at 4 kallikrein markers, and what it's doing is telling you what is the likelihood of this being a malignant lesion for you over a period of time. That's okay. What it tells you. So it basically tells you, you know, should you proceed to the biopsy right away or not, or can you afford to wait?
Okay. Okay, I'll wait till I get that score, and I'll see if I can call and be the first one to call in again.
There you go. And Dr. Mixon will be back next Saturday with us.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, the 4K, they call it 4K because it measures total PSA, free PSA, intact PSA, and K2 marker. And then it basically tells, depending upon your age, it tells you what is the likelihood of this being a malignant lesion for you, and when will you develop cancer or will you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My longevity doctor said, after looking at my PSA, says, and I just met with that person last week, said, based on your PSA scores, they go up and down, but they haven't gone up and down that much. He says, I don't think you really have it. And Dr. Mixon sort of agreed with that. He says, unless it goes up a certain percentage, which it hasn't, then he thinks, you know, that it's kind of premature to jump to a biopsy at this point in time. So that's
right.
Why I'm, you know, trying to get some clarification on this thing.
That's right. I remember now. You were going up and down. So you were you're not going up. And, you know, the rate of rise and continuous rise is important for worrying about cancer. So if you're going up and down and you're not going up, then it's not likely to be malignant. Because remember, infection and inflammation can cause the PSA to go up as well. So if you had an infection at the time of the test, then the PSA will rise, and we can't really tell. So we have to keep looking to see that it's steadily increasing, or if there's a sharp increase, even that indicates that there might be some malignant lesion.
Okay, yeah. There haven't been any sharp increases, so I'm happy
about
that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's some good news.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bobby. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for the call. And you can get through too. Here is the number to be on the radio with Dr. Gilbert, Dr. Pentland, and Dr. Umat today. We are live in the studio. That number is 1-800-465-8770. From Maple Valley, John is on the line with us. Hi there, John. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. I have a question for you, Dr. Gilbert. Both my wife and I are patients, and she suffers from fairly frequent migraines. We know that the trigger is related to rapid changes in barometric pressure, and we really haven't found a solution. We're thinking about moving. But in the meantime, we're always doing research, and one of the things that came up about a week ago, and I meant to send you an email, was we found that there's these glasses that claim to block out blue, amber, and red light that are help when, because she's very sensitive to light during the whole routine. She has a prodrome period about 2 days, and she has a migraine and a postdrome for 2 days. So it can be a 3 to 5 day ordeal. Where
that's unusually
you can barely stand the light in the room. So is something like that? I've seen companies, but is that, you know, anything about that?
So here's what I know: there are certain wavelengths of light that are known to trigger migraines. So there's a particular tint that can be used, FL41. Which can be used when you have your prescription glasses made, that decrease the incidence of migraines. But that's quite different from decreasing the length of a migraine. Once you have the migraine, I don't think those glasses are going to do anything.
It's not the migraine they're claiming. It's the light sensitivity is what they're claiming.
Well, then Well, then I think it's just intensity of light. I don't think there's any particular. Once you have that migraine started, I think it's just your the intensity of the light. So I think any a pair of sunglasses, the darker the better, the greater the amount of light that you decrease, because she's hypersensitive. So the mountain, the glacier glasses are going to have the darkest tint and knock out the greatest amount of light, probably give her the most comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what we have been doing for years.
Which is to say, I don't think there's any, once, for the blocking the initiation, that rose-colored FL-41 tint decreases the trigger. But once you have it, then I think it's just quantity of light and finding what's the most comfortable for her. And, glacier glasses or something like that are going to be more than any particular wavelength.
Okay. Well, you know how the internet is. It's filled with garbage. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know what to believe, right?
Dr. Google at work.
Yes.
Yeah. Glacier glasses.
They have products to sell, so.
Okay.
That's so true anywhere you go. At the conferences also where we go these days, there are so many vendors. Really very difficult to sift through what is real and what is not. Mm. It's nauseating sometimes, and it's very discouraging. Mm. I wish somebody could, sift through this and make it so that only the legitimate make it to you.
There was a time way back when, right? That John, I hope that was helpful
for
you.
That answers my question. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your call, and good luck to your wife.
For patients who have, folks who are listening, it's well known that, and while you can have prescription glasses made in that FL-41, it looks kind of a rose-colored tint, those can be found over-the-counter and on Amazon. So if you have a tendency to have migraines, it's worth trying to see if it decreases the frequency.
All right. That is good information. Glacier glasses. All I can think of is someone having to wear ski goggles, but that's not necessarily.
What are glacier glasses?
Well, where they have, they're darker.
Very dark.
Very dark.
Oh, okay. Because
and they have a shield on the side to block peripheral light.
Okay.
I see.
Right.
Okay. So she doesn't have to wear glacier glasses around the house.
Well, can they wear their ski goggles?
Sure.
Okay.
If they're real dark.
Okay. All right. Well, she would look cool with the beanies and toques and things. All right. This is I'm not prescribing
that. She's thinking Disney again, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Her mind is so whimsical.
Hard to get Mickey Mouse out of her brain.
We will take a quick break here. Phone lines are open for your questions. 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. We're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Umat in the studio, the eye specialist from Northwest Vision Institute, Dr. Michael Gilbert. And we also have, from our very own longevity clinics, Dr. Ken Pentland. And Dr. Pentland, why don't we take this moment while we're waiting for the next caller at 800-465-8770 to find out more about these IV therapies and what they can do for us.
Right. So back in the early 1900s, certain people came down with a disease that was characterized by severe skin sensitivity to light, diarrhea, apathy, lethargy, dementia, and eventually these people died from the disease.
Wow.
It was discovered that if you ate niacin-rich foods, they could cure that disease. It was called pellagra.
Oh, okay.
NAD is a form of vitamin B3, which is niacin, and it's one of the things we're offering now at Longevity for IV nutrient therapy.
All right. Now, what if you want or you're interested in IV therapy, you just don't know what kind would be best for you? How do you decide that?
And that's a great question, you know, because what Dr. Pentland just described, in those days, nutritional deficiencies were acute. But nowadays, we don't present like that anymore because nobody has that. Mm-hmm. And so we present with subclinical or parts of this, that, or the other. And so then it's up to the doctor to kind of decipher. And you have to have a high index of suspicion that it is nutritionally related. And some of the clues that we get are based on what your medication list is, what your gut health is like, whether you're taking any antacids or not, because these will prevent the absorption of vitamin Bs. Mm. And so this gives us an idea of is it really likely or not. And then we can do testing to detect this. And then remember, when we do a blood test, we're looking for ideal ranges. We're not just looking for you to be normal, because normal doesn't mean that it's right for you. Mm. And so then with based on a whole host of suspicion, then we and symptom based, then we kind of go ahead and recommend the IV therapies. And initially when we started, we were doing the Myers cocktail, which is a whole host of multi B, but the NAD is a little bit more specific.
Right. And so with NAD, it diminishes greatly as we get older.
Oh, so it's something we have in our bodies. It just goes away as we get older.
You can take niacin, but your NAD diminishes with age. By age 50, we have like 40% of what we did when we were 20.
Okay.
By the time you're 80, it can drop up to 98%. And like I said, you know, NAD is the cellular currency for energy, helps produce energy in the cell. So imagine if all your cells had a little bit more energy to do all the jobs.
I think we'll all take that. Yes.
You know, I mean, we say that a lot, that the mitochondria is the power center of every cell. And everybody, you know, must have heard us at some point or the other on our radio show talk about the mitochondria, or you've heard it on the online or on internet. But the mitochondria's function is to make energy. Energy is ATP, and all the food that we take in, everything that we do for ourselves, the purpose is for our body to make energy, and that energy is in the form of ATP, and then ATP performs function for us. And when the systems are blocked at various levels, either because of nutritional deficiencies or because we're actively doing something wrong, like smoking or alcohol consumption, then the absorption of useful nutrients is blocked. And then to unblock that, we just basically flood the chambers with more. Mm. An IV route is one of the best routes to get it into your system.
NAD has been shown to lower certain disease states. For example, people with neurologic or cardiac pathology have significantly lower NAD levels than people without those pathologies of the same age.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Any specific neurologic or cardiology issues?
It's been shown to improve symptoms in things like Parkinson's.
Mm.
Right. Depression.
Okay.
Lots of neurologic demyelination diseases.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? Where the
myelin sheath of the nerves,
like MS.
It's like the It's like the insulation in an electrical wire.
Okay, I only hear good things about the IV therapies and how wonderful they are, and now they're accessible for us. We do them at Longevity. And is this available only for our patients, or do we offer this for non-patients too?
Non-patients as well.
Okay. You just need to come in. Now, is there somebody or a type of person that would not be a good a fit for this type of therapy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody with allergies, somebody with congestive heart failure, somebody who's too frail. So that's why the consultation with Dr. Pentland is very important first.
Okay.
And that's free. There's no charge for a consultation. So anybody can come on in. If you have a question, if you want to know, but if you're ready and he thinks that you are ready, then we can provide the treatment at the same visit.
Okay. Allergies. I'm thinking, you know, seasonal allergies. Would that, you know, knock you out? Or
are we talking about allergies to
the
certain
ingredients?
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. Cause I was like, oh man. All right. And which is why you do the consultations. You just
don't want to give you what you're allergic to.
No, no, that would not be good. Okay. Well, we'll have to talk more about this. And we have the phone lines open for you. Right now is a great time to call if you have questions about our IV therapies. Maybe you have a question about your eye health. Now is the time to call 800-465-8770. You know, Dr. Gilbert, when I talk about going in to see my eye guy, I call you my eye guy.
Wow.
Yeah. How's that?
I suddenly feel bigger.
Okay. He's already very tall. But my eye guy, my friends will often say, oh, man, I need to get into an eye doctor. I have, and I can almost guess what they're going to say, and I bet you do too, dry eyes. Yeah. Is that one of the most popular things? Popular is not the right word, but is that one of the things that happens as we age? Do you see more and more?
Dry eyes are the number one reason that people end up coming in to see the eye doctor, by far.
Wow.
And many of them know it. Many of them don't. Mm. Because some people will come in and say, my eyes tear all the time.
Yeah.
Ah, right? So they wouldn't think they're dry if they're wet.
Right.
With tears.
They say, you know, my eyes are, when I step outside, my eyes water. Mm. When I'm reading, they tear. And that's a sign of that the most common reason for that excess tearing is the dryness.
And what does that affect, Lynette?
Oh, boy.
My Bowman glands.
Yes. I was looking at your poster on that.
Well, that has been the number one reason for visits to the eye doctor across my entire practice lifetime. It's gotten worse.
Mm. And why do you think that is?
Easy.
Uh-oh.
The
screens.
The digitization of America.
Okay.
Because with each passing 5 to 10 years, the percentage of patients who have permanent gland loss at younger and younger ages continues to impress me.
Mm.
And it's my habit to look at that. I have 18-year-old patients this week.
Oh, my goodness.
A couple of 18-year-old patients who have permanent gland loss.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's exciting for me to be able to show that to them, because if they don't see it, it's hard to, you know, it's too abstract. I've got what? They're what? I've got glands and they're dying.
Do they even understand it?
No,
at 18,
really
they don't get it, right?
No. Oh. It's very hard.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that really does help me is I have, you know, you've been in my office, you know.
Yes.
I have the imaging technology right in the room on my microscope. So I take a picture of those glands and I show them normal and I show them their glands.
And we've
seen
those, haven't we, Dr.
You used to have glands to here.
Yes.
And now they're half gone.
Mm, so good.
And so that I like to think that we get better compliance, because I think it's too abstract.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you say my eyes are tearing because they're dry, but so give me a drop. And that's actually what they get most places.
Wow.
Because it's faster, easier, almost
over the counter, and they can just have it all the time and just be
here, use this.
Yeah. Oh.
But there's a whole process, right, to help them.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think while there are ways that we can recover those glands, including IPL.
Mm.
Remember when you added IPL to Bella Medica?
Yeah.
I said one of the things that IPL is now FDA approved is to treat the meibomian glands.
Mm.
And one of the exciting things about that is that not only does it improve the health of those glands, but IPL kills off the blood vessels
that supply,
which not only decreases the inflammatory modulators to that area, but of course it decreases the redness. So cosmetically, it looks better.
Mm. What does IPL stand for?
Intense pulse light.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm. Oh. Okay. So what we're using on our facials?
That's right. Dr. Umat uses it, and it can be used. There's a special attachment with that same wave light and technology that can be used to help to recover meibomian glands.
Wow.
It can't bring back the dead.
Okay, but if you've still got
but
some...
Those that can be recovered, so it can help with that.
Okay.
So, we use IPL and we use other technologies to recover it. But the biggest thing is you got to learn to blink while you're on tech.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And remember, omega fish oils help a lot too.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And you know, that's a frustrating area because people say, yeah, I take one.
Yeah.
And what they do is they take one
bunch more
from, you know, Costco, usually. And I had a patient just within the last couple weeks. I had made a recommendation of a product that has 1,000 milligrams of EPA DHA per capsule. Mm-hmm. And I told him how many to take. And he came back and said, well, I got a different brand. It was cheaper. And I said, okay, let's just look at it and see if you're taking the right number of
those. Oh, boy.
And I said, remember, you were going to take two of these. And if I do the math here, let's see, you need to take 10 of the ones that you're taking.
Oh, right? Boy. Yeah, they're cheaper, but you're going to have a case.
Because you look at the back label. If you can trust the back label.
Right.
If you can trust the back label.
True, yeah.
But then if you can trust the back label, you find that they have just a spit in there.
Yeah.
Patients will always say, I take one of those big capsules, as if big means surely there's a lot of good stuff in there. I must be getting healthy from that big capsule.
Yes.
But of course, that's unfortunately deceptive.
That's right. Man, take your big capsules. True. Important for those eyes.
Yeah, I'm missing Dr. Mixon right now because he would have had a thing or two to say about that.
I know.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, we hear the music. We're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to talk more about the eyes and about the heart in just a moment. Here is the number to get through with your questions, like John and Wendy. It's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Well, we can't promise to make you forever young, but as you are aging, we can help you to be the best you through the folks at Longevity Medical Clinics, sponsoring the show that you're listening to right now. Leading Edge Medicine, two of the doctors from Longevity are with us on the air. Dr. Umat is here, as well as Dr. Ken Pentland. And we also have our special doctor in today. Doctor, you're the special guest.
I like
doctor.
That call, being the special
like
doctor.
That. Yes, Dr. Michael Gilbert. From Northwest Vision Institute, talking about the eyes. And I think we have an eye question coming up.
Good.
We have John from Tacoma on the line.
John.
Good morning.
Hello, John.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This would be for Dr. Gilbert, I guess. I had a question. I just had been diagnosed with ocular myasthenia gravis. And I just had questions. Does it kind of keep getting worse or... do you know what they can, you know, how well the medication controls it?
Okay, first of all, what is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
That's a big word.
So, myasthenia gravis, and Lynette loves big medical words.
I just wrote it down. Myasthenia gravis.
So, myasthenia. So, from the Greek, the my, the my is muscle.
Okay.
Asthenia is weakness.
Oh.
Gravis means, well, comes from grave, serious.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So it means serious weakness of the muscles.
In the eyes.
And oftentimes, it's an autoimmune disease that influences neurotransmitters to the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's associated with forms of weakness. It often presents first in ophthalmology, but it can be presentation is just weakness, can't get out of a chair.
Oh, yeah. So muscle
Wait,
weakness
really?
Elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay, in the eyes first.
Oftentimes, ocular presents first with ptosis, so the eyelids drooping down.
Fair enough. Okay.
Double vision.
Yeah.
Right? So the most common presentation is droopy eyelids.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So what was, John, what, how did, Sorry how did you, that, what John. Was your first symptom?
Mine was double vision. And yeah. just kind of.
So,
I
double vision.
My vision was getting worse, and then all of a sudden, one of the days, it just all of a sudden kicked into double vision, and it's for whatever reason, I had it checked out, and they did the blood test, and it showed the markers for the myasthenia gravis, but
yeah.
it's gotten better. I mean, it's like now I don't notice it at all. When before, it's like I wanted to stop driving for a few days and stuff before I saw the doctor because it's pretty scary.
So the diagnosis is with blood tests. It can be progressive, including systemic myasthenia. And so you're quite right, John. It can progress. I had a patient who I think probably has myasthenia, late 80s. So it tends to be in two waves. There's a group in their 30s, tends to be women, and then more commonly in later 70s, 80s. And a patient, older woman in her 80s, who eyelids just dropped down to the point where she couldn't see. She had to use her fingers to lift her eyelids to, you know, to be able to, to see.
Okay,
to
because
walk.
The muscles and the eyelids were...
So, And that's just the beginning of those muscles showing that that weakness.
So what do you do, Dr. Gilbert?
There are medications that can help. In fact, I remember... Years ago, a very clever fellow who was giving a talk on this said that, fortunately, myasthenia gravis isn't as gravis as it once was.
Okay, so they found things.
There are treatments, and you know, it sounds like John is starting some of that. Right, John?
Yeah. Yeah, they prescribed, I can't even pronounce it, but it's mestinin, I think is the common name for it, to start taking those. And the neurologist told me that it's a really low dose for what I have. He said I didn't need to start very strong. So that's when he didn't say it was going to progress or what it was going to do. And I was kind of curious, you know, how fast
it doesn't progresses. Doesn't necessarily progress.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully you have everything you're going to have, I hope.
Okay. Yeah, and for whatever reason, it's actually, I mean, it actually went away. I don't have any clue why. It just... And it was pretty bad for about a month, and then it just got better. It started to get better before I started taking the medicines, but I've been taking them. I've had it for the medicine for about 2 weeks, and I don't notice any at all now.
Good.
Yeah, wow. So is that something just, that... Oh, I'm sorry, John.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that something John will need to continue to take it off? Okay, so it's not like it's fixed and he can go off the meds.
I have not seen it come and go.
Okay.
Fortunately, it's uncommon enough.
Okay.
That I don't see a lot of patients.
The meds can control it, and he can.
But usually, once you're on the medications, it's under control, and you stay on the medication to keep it.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Well, thank you very much for the information. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, thank you.
No one wants to be interesting, John.
Yes. You are. John, you're interesting. I don't think we've had that question yet.
Good luck to you, John. Thank you for calling. This is unusual. I have not heard about this before.
Ocular myasthenia?
I guess, yeah.
I've heard the other part of it, myasthenia gravis.
There's so many things you don't know until you need to know.
Wow. Okay, talking about eyes today with our eye doctor and surgeon, and your ophthalmologist would be the...
Ophthalmologist.
Yes. Not an optometrist.
No.
Ophthalmologist. There is a big difference there.
Three O's. Ophthalmology, optometry, and opticianry. And
that's right. All very different. Yeah. But you can do all three.
Well, you know, sometimes people will bring me their glasses and say, can you fix these? And
good to know, because I
had didn't come with the package.
You don't want me to fix
no,
that.
No, ma'am.
Oh, good. Yes, because a tiny screw came out of mine. I had it in my purse. And, doctor. Okay, we're taking your calls today live in the studio. Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. Dr. Umat and Dr. Pentland, both from Longevity Medical Clinics. We're taking your calls 800-465-8770. We are headed to Tacoma, and let's see. How about Renton this time? Renton with Wendy on the line.
Hello, Wendy.
Morning, Wendy.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had a call about the Cleveland test. I have been seeing Dr. Maiden as of 2 years ago, and he did a carotid scan and calcium score and a CMIT, and he is treating me for atherosclerosis, and I just wondered if I would benefit from the Cleveland test.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, Wendy, if you're under the care of a cardiologist, he may already have done the fractionation study for you. And so you can call their office and say, you know, have you done this for me or do I need to do it? Sometimes, if they haven't done it, then it's worthwhile. But if you're already being taken care of by a cardiologist, then the only reason to do it would be to see, okay, do you need to know any genetic marker? Because this test will pick up lipoprotein particle A, which runs in families. And if you have a high value, then it is a genetic risk, and maybe there are others in your family that might have it. So that's one reason. The second reason would be the omega check. So if you are taking omega-3 fish oils, but you don't know whether you're taking enough or not, and you don't know the relationship between your omega-3 and omega-6s, it might be worthwhile taking this test, because this was done specially for our clinic. This was by request only from Cleveland Heart Lab. They created a panel where with the fractionation study, they do the omega check for our patients. So it basically gives us objective evidence of whether your omega-3s are enough for you or not. It also differentiates between the EPA and DHA, and then it tells you how much omega-6 you have. So if you need to know that, it will be worthwhile. If you have high cholesterol and you're restricted in how much omega fish oil you can take, this might be a good thing for you to know. If you're taking enough, do you need to take more? Can you take more or not? And then the other parts of this test that are not common, that a fractionation doesn't always tell you, is whether myeloperoxidase activity is increasing, or LPA2, which basically are two ingredients that the clot kind of throws out into the bloodstream if it's going to burst anytime soon. Okay? So,
I am a patient, so I am taking your fish oil, and actually my lipids are really good. So,
excellent.
Dr. Maiden put me on red yeast rice and, polycosanol and, what's the other one? Oh, berberine. So, he has me on that cocktail, and it's worked really well, and actually my cholesterol's never been high, so it's
excellent.
But I do have a family history of, you know, both my parents and my grandfather's, so.
Okay. So, Wendy, if you don't know about the lipoprotein particle A level for yourself, knowing that you have a family history, you may want to know so that you can tell other family members, your children and other relatives, that they can get this level checked too, so they can pick it up before they have a cardiac event, and they can take measures to control their lipid profile and change the cardiac, you know, risk factors.
Yeah, I think it might be a good thing for me to do. One of my brothers does have, he was told he had the heart disease gene, and he is being treated aggressively and has been for some time. So, so it might be wise for me to consider doing this, although I can check with Dr. Maiden and see if he would thinks I should go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do. And then, you know, sometimes you can ask them if they'll do it under the insurance umbrella as well.
Right. That's true.
So, worthwhile to talk to your cardiologist also.
Okay. That's very good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call, and thank you for the information.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Wendy, and good luck to you.
Yes.
All right, and we're going to tell you more about how you can join us for our Heart Health Day coming up Thursday, May 9th. We'll give that information to you in just a moment, and taking more of your calls. Phone lines are wide open for you at 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back.